Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well today. Chilly day here in the Midwest. Good to see everyone. Chilly and wet. Ugh. How's everybody doing? We're meeting today, right? You guys are there, right? Hello? I hear you. Hi, Jason from Daly City. How's everybody doing? Good morning, good morning. Oh, hi, Monty. We're gonna just hang out the whole day today. Hi, Susan. Corbin, good to see you. Patricia, Wendy, Saint Kitts. Okay, I think I'm kind of jealous right there. Steve, Brian. Hi, Brian again. Good to see everybody. Belgium. Wow. All right. Oregon. Excited to get going. Carla from Atlanta, Craig from South Texas, South East Saskatchewan. That's Shelley. So my husband's family, Shelley, is from Assiniboia. You know where that is? Liverpool. I'm gonna go with that's in England. Hello, everybody from Maine. My family's from Maine. Hi, Lindsay. Good to see everybody. Good, good. Hi, everyone. How's it going, Philip? Good to see you here. Probably related, Shelly, in some way. Good to see everybody. Make sure that you have your chat set to everyone. All right. So we can get everybody kind of seeing everybody else's chat. Hi, everybody. So good to see everybody. You guys getting excited for the holidays? You know what holiday time means for me? More time to work on my books. That's what that means. Michael, please set your chat to everyone. Make sure you set your chat to everyone so that everybody can see. Hey, Aileen. And here's Brandon, in case you were missing him. Oh, a new desk. That sounds like fun.
Hello, hello.
How are you today, Brandon?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, can't complain.
All right.
No worries there.
I think we don't have a third today, right?
No, just the two of us. So that means we'll get through things faster. No, I'm just
That's
totally
true.
kidding about that.
We're pretty efficient though
It's
when
just
we're in
the
a
two of
time
us.
crunch.
Yeah, I think we're just kind of, you and I have the energy and the flow, and we know how it all goes. And then somebody else gets in there, we're like, oh. A new person. Well, we can make that happen. No sweat.
Yeah.
No problem. So, Brandon, don't forget that next Sunday I won't be here. Jamie will be here.
I think I won't be here next Sunday too.
I thought it was the 29th that you weren't going to be there. Next Sunday is the
You're
29th.
right.
Okay.
You are correct.
I'll
Yeah.
be here the 29th, and then I won't be here again on the 5th, and you won't be here on the 5th either. So that'll be a whole new crew on that day.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy. Got
All
vacation
right.
coming up. All right. You ready to start? Or do you want me to do it today?
I can do it. I think you did it last time.
Okay. Let's do it then.
All right, people. Well, we're gonna get straight into it. As you know, this is Sunday Savages Call because, well, we start the week early on Sundays, and that's how we stay ahead. So for everybody, some of you might know what the process is, some of you may not, but we're gonna walk through it. The first part of this call is going to be the pre-submitted questions. And here on the right, you're going to see exactly how to submit those pre-submitted questions, and then they're going to be answered on the nearest Q&A call, provided it's the right topic. We also have special segments often within these calls, topic-specific live training, reviewing covers, book titles, student interviews, quizzes. If you have a good idea for a segment, let us know, and we would be more than happy to consider that. And for anyone that didn't get a chance to put in a pre-submitted question into this call prior to this beginning, we have an open Q&A box. If you take a look at your Zoom menu, you're going to see it's going to say Q&A. If you can't see it, make sure your Zoom is all the way opened up. There's a more button. You can click on that to also access the Q&A if you can't see it on your pop-up menu. And just so everybody knows, there's a lot of students on this call. So we definitely want to go spend more time into the questions that are going to be helpful for everybody rather than something very, very, very specific that is not necessarily going to give value to the vast majority of people, or something that doesn't really, that maybe shouldn't be brought here, that maybe should be taken up somewhere else. But we do want to make sure that we're answering the questions that everybody's going to get value from. And we also have a great FAQ section. So for everybody, if you have anything account related, anything KD Spy, Incognito, Chrome, 7-Day Challenge, pen names, that's all going to be awesome questions to go to the FAQ section. We have a lot of good articles. We have some walkthrough tutorials, and we also have some live support for you guys. So keep that in mind, and you're going to get a quicker answer on some of those admin questions that way. When you open up your chat, you're going to see that everyone is going to be under host and panelists. Make sure you go over to everybody. That way, we can all stay in touch, because me and Libby are most likely going to miss questions that come in through the chat, but we have a lot of awesome people in the chat that are willing to give you a quick answer to that, quick flash question that came up. So make sure that you set it to everybody, and that way your message won't be lost. And everyone probably knows by now that publishing AI is now open to everybody. Awesome time to be a publisher, because, well, you're saving a lot of time, you're saving a lot of money. We have a lot of good book topic ideas that you can find within the software, customer research reports you can generate, book outlines, book descriptions, and you can even generate a full 30K word book. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, do so and get familiar with this tool, because it's definitely going to be your savior when it comes to beginning publishing in this day and age. And friendly reminder, everybody, all support related questions, payment, program access, technical stuff, please email it to support@publishing.com. They're going to be the best equipped to help you with all that administrative and technical stuff. But all right, so with that said, it's time to begin. You ready, Libby?
I am so ready. How are we doing on numbers? Do we have a ton of questions today?
A decent amount. Decent amount. Maybe around 40.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, this is from KP. I'm seeking a ghostwriting company who specializes in short form books, workbooks, and coloring books. What do you recommend? I recommend that you head on over to Fiverr and find somebody. You will find tons of people in there who can do these great little workbooks and all that kind of stuff and coloring books. Although, you should take a look at creating your own coloring books. There's some great lessons out there. You might just try Googling that and creating your own, but workbooks and all that kind of stuff, just go to Fiverr. That's easy, easy peasy. Tons of people there.
Yeah, totally.
Have you created any coloring books, Brandon?
I have, yeah, some coloring books. You can always outsource the designs, put it all together yourself, or if the person's willing to put it together for you, go for it.
That's even
But I
better.
don't think we have like a dedicated company to do these types of stuff.
Right.
But yeah. All right, so we got Gabriel. I can use your advice where to start. All right, Gabriel. So, I mean, module one is going to be the best place for you to start. Also, the 7-day challenge. The 7-day challenge is going to give you an overview of the whole publishing process in a nutshell. You're doing a book, it's going to be free to essentially produce, and you're going to get a lot of great it's going to be a great warm-up essentially for when you embark on the actual main course. So you get to see every single aspect. So, Gabriel, 7-day challenge. If you want to take action right away, get started with that and keep going through the modules, right? Start at module one, module two, keep going, and don't move forward until you've actually taken action on that thing. So that's really going to help you stay on track and actually follow along there. All right, next up.
Okay, I've written a topic for a book. How do I transfer that composition to this site? I'm not sure what you mean by Gable, but if you have not gotten into the AI platform, I recommend that you do that. Start with, what is this book going to be about? If you've already got a topic that's met proof of concept, then you just fill it into the next step on customer research, where you're going to put in the book topic, who's your target demographic. And then from there, you'll put in the ASINs or 10-digit ISBNs of other books in that niche. And then you will create your customer research. Just follow the steps in the AI platform, and then you'll be able to move forward from that. Hopefully, that answers your question. Not sure what you mean by composition, but That's how we create those 30,000 word manuscripts.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. But Libby's right. If you have a topic, keep following the lessons. They're gonna walk you through moving on to the next step. And if you want to clarify for us, let us know. All right, so we got Darian. Hello again. Just a couple of tweaks after going through the title and subtitle cheat sheet. The ADHD Child, a practical guide to parenting neurodivergent kids with proven insights, 50 plus online resources, and tools you can quickly apply to help your child thrive. Okay, let's see. I would say here is that, I mean, you have an introduction. You're letting them know it's a practical guide. You have a closing line. You're letting them know at the end of the day, it's all for the sake of helping the child thrive.
Oh,
But
he
I
says,
will,
hang on, Brandon. He says he's already got a title. You can skip that.
Oh, okay.
That's
Cool.
easy. That's easy, Darian. Thanks, man. Gotcha. Got you covered. Okay.
There
All
we go.
right. Do you want me to do this one from Scott, or you want to do it?
I'll do this one.
Okay.
All right, so we got Scott. Please have a look at these three book titles and subtitles. My proof of concept was Container Vegetable Gardening or Container Vegetable Gardening for Beginners. They both pass proof of concept. I started with Container Vegetable Gardening, but I'm favoring Container Vegetable Gardening for Beginners. Okay, so let's see. What do we have here? I guess we have a main title here, The Complete Nonsense Guide to Container Vegetable Gardening for Beginners. I mean, it sounds good. I will say it's a little bit long, though. You're gonna have a hard time, like designing this into the cover in a very good, cohesive way where everything is big, especially your proof of concept, container vegetable gardening for beginners. So I would just consider that. I think you're a little bit too long on that main title. And let's see what we have here. Introducing container vegetable gardening. I'm not sure what this part is right here. The Complete Gardener's Guide to Self-Sufficient Homegrown Healthy Food in Small Urban Spaces. Newer garden, small space, a complete. Okay. And then you have like two other subtitle options right here. You know, I like your introduction, The Complete Beginner's Guide. It's a very practical introduction. But other than that, you need to build it out a little bit more, right? So you need to add a little bit more pain point benefits in here. You're missing. You can add one or two back into here, expand it, and then bring it back. Because currently, remember, we want to have a strong intro. We want to have three pain point benefits, and then we want to have a closing line. So technically, you're missing around two elements on this one. So Scott, go back to the drawing board, try to make a smaller main title, and try to expand on your subtitle, and then we can take a look at what you got from there. All right. Next up.
This is from Lee Kirk. I thought I saw one of the twins do a video on religious book topics. Where do I find that video or topic? Or is that not a thing? So that's actually in the introduction where we talk about proof of concept and we talk about kind of avoiding books, you know, that are religious related. That said, we do have a fair number of students that are doing things like, what's the word I'm looking for? Devotional books, right? Yeah, which is a little bit different than a religious book, but that's where that information is.
Yeah. All right. We got Reggie. Title question: The Power of Mastering Public Speaking, 10 Easy Ways to Conquer Anxiety, Fear, and Stress in Front of a Crowd. All right, Reggie. So, main title sounds pretty good. It's not too long. You have your proof of concept keyword in there, which I'm guessing is public speaking. So, main title is effective. If we take a look at your subtitle, you start off strong, 10 easy ways to, and then you go into your pain point benefits. You need to expand on these a little bit. Also, don't use the word conquer. That's definitely going to get flagged. Conquer anxiety, you're really making a claim. So don't use conquer, anything except conquer. You can use manage, something along those lines. Maybe alleviate, I think, is also it's also passable. But what's missing here, Reggie, is the fact that you're talking about anxiety, fear, and stress. This is kind of like your closing line in front of a crowd. I just think you can expand on it. You have all the ingredients, but you need to expand on it. So it can be manage anxiety, blank fear, and blank stress in front of a crowd to blank, right? Provided that the word count allows you, but this can be expanded a little bit to help make it a little bit more marketable, right? Make it a little bit more attractive. But you have all the ingredients in here, Reggie. I hope that was helpful.
Okay, this is from Ruth. I had a manuscript done by AI on the topic of real estate investment. It is redundant, doesn't have a hook, and I don't know how to fix it. Okay, so Ruth, it's time to start editing your manuscript. So the first thing that you want to do is read through it soup to nuts and cross out any redundancies, that kind of thing. And when you talk about a hook, that's mainly something we use in the book description, not necessarily in a manuscript. So consider that. And then all it is going through there, reducing the redundancies. Sometimes, though, when you have a book, you might say, okay, I'm going to talk about like composting for soil health. But then maybe later on in the book, you're going to talk about composting again as a means of reducing weeds or something like that. So you can say in your manuscript, hey, I know I've already touched on composting, but it's relevant here because XYZ, right? And let's be honest, as a former high school teacher, I can tell you that if you don't say things at least five times, people will forget. So when you're reading through the redundancies, remember, is it relevant to this particular chapter and why it is? And if it is, explain why it is in your manuscript. But a lot of the editing, you can outsource it. You can probably find somebody on Upwork to edit your whole manuscript, or you're going to have to dig in there and start doing it yourself.
All right. We got
Linda Sue.
Lin Su. Okay. The Art of Tea, A Connoisseur's Journey, subtitles Art of Tea. All right. So let's take a look at this. Cultivating knowledge, savoring moments, and elevating the tea experience, a refined journey into the culture, craft, ritual of tea, an innovation to discover the secrets behind tea's timeless elegance. Okay. All right, Lynn. So let's do this. If this is a proof of con if this is a 7-day challenge book, then I think any of these subtitles can be a pretty good fit. But if this is your 30K word book, and you have proof of concept for maybe the art of tea, right? Just make sure to double check and see where your proof of concept is. But if this is a proof of concept book, then we would advise you to expand on these. Expand on them a lot more. You want to have some, like we said, three pain point benefits. And then once you have that, you want to dress them up with a good intro and a good closing line. And that's what's really going wrong here is the fact that they're a little bit too short. We want to put a little bit more keywords in there. We want to make it a little bit more attractive for when people are browsing. And keep in mind that something like this is kind of different than something like this, right? Because one sounds like it's the history of tea. The other one kind of sounds like it's like, applying tea, like just getting better at, maybe tea making, the experience, elevating the tea experience. So keep in mind, what's the focus of your book? What are the pain point benefits of people buying this? If there's no direct pain point benefits, then what are the pros and cons, right? Like, why do people want this? Why do they need it? And try to expand on it. So yeah, and if you want to give us more context later on, please do so. But these need to be expanded if this is going to be a 30K word book, and make sure your proof of concept is solid. Make sure there's three other options that are about the art of tea, like about just general, just the art of tea. And yeah, all right, let's go to the next.
Okay, this is from Sharon. Can I have some input on my title and subtitle? The first three variations are okay. The first three are variations of my title. At this point, I only have one subtitle. Okay. The ADHD Guide to Thrive for Adults. Guide to Thrive for Adults with ADHD. Okay. I have a feeling that adults with ADHD is what your proof of concept was found, which is good. So consequently, I like this one better. What about you, Brandon? Same.
That the first or second that you marked?
Second one I
It's like
marked.
touching both. The
Oh,
guide, a guide to thrive for adults with ADHD.
yeah,
The guide to
a
thrive for
guide.
adults with
Yeah.
ADHD. Guide to thrive.
Or even how to thrive. You could put how to thrive.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of like the of
How
putting
to,
like that A in
yeah,
front, like just
me
that
neither.
lonely letter. It kind of sounds like it's not the title exactly, but
Right?
I like your idea though. How to sounds a lot more main title, main title type.
Or the
Yeah.
third one is taking on adult ADHD like a pro. I don't mind that one either.
Yeah,
Or I
come on.
would, instead of taking, I would put take, just FYI. It's much more forceful. Okay, subtitle, navigate life, work and relationships with confidence by recognizing your many strengths, abilities, and unique talents. Okay, Sharon, so based on the customer research, what have you got here? What are they telling you are the pain points of your reader? You need to go back to that customer research, look at those pain points and the common questions, because you kind of have it all mishmashed in here together. And so remember what we're looking for in the very beginning of the title is what is your offer? Is it a step-by-step guide, proven strategies, whatever the case may be? That's what you need to offer up first. And then you're going to address the pain points, right? So maybe it's navigate work-life balance, something like that. But whatever the case may be, whatever those pain points are telling you, how is your book going to help them overcome those pain points? And then end it with the desired outcome, because you don't have that either. So it just needs a little bit of tweaking. I think you've got a lot of the guts, but you just kind of need to wordsmith it all together. All right. Sounds great.
All right, so we got Lynn, AI generated topic suggestion. What do you think?
Oh, we already
Here's
did.
if I think this
Topic.
is a new one, but the same thing applies, Lynn. Once you put it into AI, then you need to really do some manual crafting because AI will only get you like 50% there. It can just give you ideas, but
Yeah.
put together some more. But if it's your 7-day challenge, get it published. I think it sounds good.
Hey, this is from Cassandra. I've been using the AI tool generator and would like to know if this sounds good. Okay. Guide to gut health and probiotics. Okay, is gut health your main topic? I'm just wondering. And how to nurture gut health through diet and probiotics. Okay, Cassandra, circling back, please review the title lesson where we talk about whatever the book, whatever you found proof of concept with, that's going to be in the main title. So in this case, maybe it's gut health. I'm not sure. Maybe it's probiotics. Maybe it's both. I don't know. Not clear on that. But then in the subtitle, you've got how to nurture, but you're not telling me in what way are you delivering the information. Is it a step-by-step guide to nurture gut health, right? What is it? What is your offer? What are the pain points from customer research? Use the AI tool, it's there for a reason. And then what is your desired outcome? Now, one of the other things I want to point out, you've got gut health here in the main title. Boom. You would not repeat it down here. And you've got probiotics here and you've got probiotics down here. So whatever you've got in the main title, we don't typically, re we do not say the same thing in the subtitle, those same words. So keep that in mind. Please go back to the lessons and I think you'll be fine.
All right, so we got David. I'm on my first book and would like comments on my title. Today's title day. We
I
have a few
guess.
covers, but mainly title day. Yeah. Please let me know if you have any suggestions. Main title, effective communication. I think there's room to expand on that a little bit. Like, is this like effective communication in relationships? Is it for professionals with your pet? Like, what is it? Right? We want some context in there. And then subtitle, we got proven strategies to overcome barriers, build strong relationships, and improve your personal and professional success. Improve your success with active listening. All right. Well, David, you definitely watched the lesson 100%. You have your introduction, proven strategies too. You have three pain point benefits, overcoming the barriers, building strong relationships. Improve. I'm a little bit iffy about improve your personal and professional success. I'm a little bit iffy on that one, but then you have a closing line with active listening. I like that you use the word success. I just think there's a little bit of room to kind of maybe wordsmith that third pain point benefit in a different way, but this is sounding good. What do you think, Libby?
I like it too. The only thing that I would do is I would put active listening, like proven strategies to overcome barriers, build strong relationships, engage in active listening to improve your professional and personal success. So I would put it in
Yeah.
active listening in one of the pain points.
I definitely agree. It could even be improve active listening and improve active listening for professional and personal success. Is
Right.
that what you had said, or is that like a little variation?
Yeah.
I think it was like a
Or
tiny variation.
yeah.
Yeah, David, so it's looking pretty good. There's just a little bit of tweaking in there. What Libby said is totally correct because you're really ending with a pain point benefit, with a benefit to buying this book, but you should be ending with the result, which is going to be the personal and professional success. So try to tweak it a little bit and we'll go from there. All right.
Okay, this is Mike. We're going to look at some book covers. Woo, woo.
Yay.
Yay.
There
Wow.
it is.
Oh, Brandon, super fast. All
Oh,
right.
yeah.
Okay.
I think
Harvey.
they're the same. One's bigger, right? I think it's the same.
Yeah. Yep. I think so. Okay. So why does it look like the word harness is smushed? Does it look like that to you, or is it just me?
Harness.
Like the whole title looks like it's squished, like the words are not the right height or something. I don't know.
I think it might just be like a more compact font,
Font?
maybe.
I don't know, but it doesn't it
Maybe.
look like the R and the N are cut off down here?
Or you think it looks warped?
Yeah, I think it looks warped.
Where
So,
did you say?
okay, hang on. So here's my little pencil and
Right
I'll
here?
draw. Yeah, do you see how the R and the N
Oh.
get cut off? I guess that's how it is, but it to me it looks like it's squished. I guess it's the font.
I think it's the font, yeah. I
Yeah.
think it's the font.
I don't know. Not a fan. Not a fan of that font. It just looks weird to me. Okay. That said, I would re-look at that for sure. Okay, Mike, what else have we got? The shaking hands with the robot. Okay. I don't associate robots with AI for my business unless I'm doing automated production, but all right. And your subtitle is going over four lines. We recommend that it goes over three. And your pen name or your name should be smaller in font size than your subtitle size. I think the colors are okay for this niche, but I think in this niche, a lot of this are blues, golds, and whites. If I remember correctly. So you might want to reintroduce maybe some blue or something like that into the cover color. So I don't like the font in the beginning. I think it looks funky. So you might want to change that. Not sure about the shaking the hand with the robot. I guess I could go with that. Subtitle is over four lines, not three, and your pen name is too big. What do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, no, everything that you said, I feel like this looks a little bit messy.
Yeah.
Let me get my drawing tool. Like down here looks a little bit messy. So I can certainly, go in there, make it a little bit more,
Yeah. Is
yeah,
this
make it neater.
a 99 designs or did you do this yourself, Michael? Because one of the things, just to make everyone aware on this call, we were just in a meeting with the coaches and we determined that sales of books. 75% of the sales comes from the book cover. So if you're like, oh, well, I'm going to do mine on, Canva or whatever and save myself a buck, yeah, that's awesome. But you're not going to make a buck either because your cover just is not going to cut the mustard when it comes to how other covers are looking in almost every niche. So keep that in mind, please, that this is, even if your book, truly the guts of it stink. If you've got a great cover, people are going to buy it and it's like 75%. So please remember that.
Yeah, I always tell my students I've seen horrible books sell because they have good covers, but I've never seen the opposite be true,
Right.
unless it's like Dale Carnegie's book or something like that, right? But yeah, so everything that you said, Libby, totally agree. I think the image is a little bit overplayed. You're starting to get some pretty nice looking covers in the AI space, that are more they're more flowing. They're a little bit more crispier. So I think you can potentially use a different image. He says it's 99 design, but I think you can potentially use a different image, clean this up a little bit. I even think you could remove this bar here at the bottom,
Oh yeah, for sure.
give it a little bit more breathing room, and I think it's gonna look a little bit more modern.
Yeah.
So,
I'm curious to see what some of your other submissions are like, Mike, because this is just one.
yeah.
I'd have to see like three and
And
take a look.
you know what I've seen, Libby? I don't know if you've seen this too, but I've seen a lot of like successful AI books that don't have an image. They just have like,
Block.
like a nice background that kind of gives that tech feel, very big bold
Right,
text.
right.
And it looks like something that, that looks like it might have come from, an authority figure.
Right.
So
Yeah, I would agree with that for
consider
sure.
that. Yeah, in niches where like it's just very, very cliche stuff going on, you can try that. Just skip the image and then create like the topic cohesion with other elements in the background and in the text and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think a
Okay.
lot of times we are spending way too much time trying to force an image into a topic where you don't need one, or it just doesn't
Yeah.
align.
Yeah. Or yeah, sometimes it's hard finding like images that aren't super overused or so.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's a good
sure.
strategy for that.
All right, this is from Dawn. Has an LLC in Canada. Oh, this should be your question. I know that I can use this LLC, but my concern is company name, which is PW Construction Inc., definitely construction and trade company. So if I use this same name in my publishing business, it sounds awkward. Okay, because I once registered on KDP, it would be hard to change. So I consider changing my company name or make another company. Okay, using the 7-day process challenge, can you do it later? Yeah, I think, Dawn, don't worry about that right now. Let's just move forward with that. And in regard to the publishing company, I don't use a company when I publish my books. Do you use a company? Is your company even listed in there, Brandon? It's not.
No. Yeah. So Don has a few options. You can essentially tie your account to any corporation that you want, and no one's ever gonna know the name, right? So you can tie it like that and it can be ran through that corporation that's like hidden. Or you can essentially register your corporation as the publisher. It doesn't really make any difference, but then it's gonna show like, Don Lee Publications. So if
Right.
you did show the construction one, it would look pretty awkward. But at the same time, you could totally use the construction one and just not show it, and run it through there if that's what you wanted to do. Like if you already have it set up and it's not currently active. So you have a few options there, Don. But like Libby said, it's a little bit early for you. Keep going through the process. And yeah.
Okay, is this yours or mine? I don't even know. Okay.
I don't know.
I'll take it. Fatima,
Sounds good.
what are the steps for creating a book? How many books can we make with one credit? If I share with a friend or spouse, what will they have access to? Okay. So Fatima, the steps for creating a book are clearly outlined in the lessons. You start at the top at module one and you just work your way through all of the modules. How many manuscripts can you make with one credit? One. That's it. And if you share with a friend or spouse, what will they have access to? The lessons. That's what they'll have access to. So just remember that. Just start at the top and work your way down. You get one credit for one manuscript. All right. And that should be good.
Kim, registering for Q&A calls. I'm not sure what the question is there, but maybe you were having trouble getting registered for the Q&A calls.
Well, you got
Not to
halfway
say.
there because you're here. Your question
Yeah,
is
you
there.
managed to submit it, so that's a win
That's a win
already.
right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're halfway in the boat. We just need to get the other leg in.
Let me see if I can pull up the AIA dashboard. And we will show you. But essentially, you just go to the right side of the screen when you log into the base course, and you will be able to see. Wait, that's not it. And then you will be able to see the registration. Libby, do you have it?
Yeah,
I
I
can't
do.
log into my account right now. What
Uh-oh.
is going on?
I don't know, but that's not good. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I share? Yep, I can.
Yeah,
Here we
because I'm
go.
in the accelerator, but I can't log into the other one.
Okay, so this is your AI Publishing Academy. Right over here on the right-hand side are the Q&A calls, right? This is how you ask your question, and you got that done, so you are right there. And then right down there, click here to register. That's all you need to do, these two things. And Fatima, circling back to you, Here are all the modules. You just start at the top, as I mentioned, and you work your way through the lessons. That should be easy peasy to get done. All right, there we go.
That is it. That is it. Okay. Let's go back to this. There we go. So we got Claire. If I'm planning a book of affirmations for a targeted market that means proof of concept, should I use ChatGPT to generate affirmations, or at least some of them, or should I use a manuscript credit? Claire, I definitely recommend you to use ChatGPT for something like an affirmation book. It's a little bit more of kind of like maybe not like low content, but like kind of. So I definitely recommend ChatGPT. Our system's not really meant to do things like affirmations, so don't use up the credit on it.
Yeah, I would not.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Aisha. I'll take this one because it's got my name on it right there. So Coach Libby suggested a few tweaks to add one more benefit to the title. Help them finalize my title before I outsource the cover, please. Thank you so much. You're welcome so much. Okay, anxious attachment recovery, 11 life-changing steps. Love that. To break free from trauma, reclaim confidence, cultivate emotional intelligence, and build secure, lasting relationships. 172 characters. Number two, anxious attachment recovery, 11 step. Okay, you'll need an S there. Steps. No, wait, 11 step proven. I think the
11 proven steps, right? I
11,
think
yeah,
you have an
11.
extra word in there
Yeah, or
somewhere.
something. The
Remove
proven,
step or strategies, maybe.
or put proven, 11 proven steps instead of strategy.
Two.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. To break free from trauma, reclaim emotional. Okay. Personally, number one. What do you think, Brandon?
Number one.
Yep. All the way. Good job, Aisha.
Yeah, number one sounds good.
It does. It really does. Yep. And instead of that last and, I would put a two there. To build. Because that's the end result, right? To build
Yeah,
secure,
good.
lasting relationships.
Good call. That's gonna help it
And take
for
that
sure.
last comma off of intelligence.
Sure. All right, good stuff. We got Darian, hey coaches, please help me with the cover. I'd never submitted this before, so if I did it wrong, just let me know. Oh,
Well, he's
interesting.
here because he's in
A
the chat.
new cover. A new cover that we have not seen. That's exciting.
That is exciting. Okay. And your cut,
That first one is nice.
it is nice. That one.
Let me. Yeah, definitely scratch this one. There's way too much
Looks like everybody
colorful.
else's.
Yeah, too much colorful themes on this.
Yep.
Too
Yeah.
much water
Yeah.
painted kids.
No, that looks like a business book.
Yeah, the brain is not really hitting. This is
I
an
like this
amazing book
one.
cover.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, this looks like something that comes from an authority figure, really. Looks like it comes from the publishing house.
Yep.
If he had to improve it, what would we say, Libby?
I would just make your pen name a little bit smaller, Darian.
Yeah.
And that would be it, in
Okay.
all honesty. I love everything about it. The colors are great. It's eye-catching. It's very easy to read.
Okay.
And that would be the only thing I would change. What
Yeah,
would you do?
literally.
Yeah.
That's it. The only thing I can possibly think is, other than the pen name, is
Make
and
that.
it totally like it totally fits as it is, but since this is yellow and it has like a lot of other yellow stars, it could be a different color
Yeah,
to
I
maybe
would
help it
agree.
stand out, maybe this purple or something to give it cohesiveness.
Or that blue would be eye-catching for sure.
Yeah, or that blue as well. But this is an amazing book cover.
Yeah. So
This
Darian,
is
I don't
amazing.
know who this guy was and if you got it from 99 Designs, but put him in your pocket, my friend, because you're going to want to use him for other books as well, because he's really quite good.
Yeah, this is crispy. All right. Good stuff, Darren. Let's go on to the next one. Was it my turn or your turn? I think it's yours.
Okay, hey coaches, this is from Reginald Ward. I'm at the manuscript stage and it stated I need to purchase a credit for $995 to get manuscript. I'm an AIMA member, purchase the program, understanding I got one initial credit. This would be my first book. Okay, so Reginald, what you need to do is please reach out to support and ask them, let them know that you should have gotten the credit and it should be in there. So that would be a question for support.
Yeah. Follow up with them. They'll help you out there, Reginald. They have all the contract info. All right. So we got Claire. My book cover will have an image that I have purchased from Shutterstock. Do I need to include an attribution for it on my copyright page? I say no. What do you
I
say,
say no.
Lindy?
Yeah, I say no too
Yeah.
because I had the same thing and I did not. So, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
All right. So we have Aisha. Hey, coaches, based on your feedback from the last call, simplify my title and remove the flagged words. Please share your feedback. Chair exercises for seniors, easy 10-minute step-by-step illustrative workouts to build strength, hands flexibility, improve balance, and regain independence with a 28-day plan. Pretty solid.
Yep, I would just take out
Right?
that last comma, put the word to,
Improve balance, tutoring.
and
Yeah.
instead of with a 28-day plan, you might put that as a sticker on your book cover, right? 28-day plan or something like that.
Yeah,
Easy
that can
28-day
totally be a
plan.
badge.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. But other than that, I think it sounds pretty good.
Yep, agreed. This is one of my students. Hi, Corbin. Okay, Teen Girl Survival Guide Made Easy, step-by-step guide to boost confidence, build emotional resilience, enhance self-esteem, develop life skills, and navigate friendships. Okay, so what we're looking for, Corbin, on the end, you've got a bunch of pain points. I feel like they're kind of like word stuffing. I like the confidence, I like the emotional resilience and the self-esteem. What is the end result that you want them to do? So is that to develop life skills and friendships or lifelong friendships or something like that? But you need a desired outcome. And you hear in the second one, you've got for better mental health, which I like. Over, okay, Teen Anxiety Workbook Made Easy, step-by-step guide to overcome, not ING words, manage stress, build coping skills, and enhance emotional resilience to build better mental health or something like that. I would do that because you need that two word to indicate that that's your desired outcome. So I think the second book title is great. Just need to tweak a couple words. And the first book title just has a little bit too much word stuffing. So slim that down and put in your desired outcome. But other than that, they're looking good. Yep.
All right, we got Michael Hayes. Please review my title and subtitle. ChatGPT made simple, roadmap for efficient utilization, concise explanations, clear user procedures, understand limitations, manage challenges, and prioritize mitigation. Is it just me or is this too technical?
Yeah, this is super technical.
Then this is pretty technical. Yeah. You're saying you're gonna make ChatGPT simple, but I don't even know what half these things are in the subtitle. And I use ChatGPT every day, like for everything. My best friend. So I think you can simplify it. Take a look at your competitor, see what's working for them. A lot of these ChatGPT books are either for like efficiency or like business to like, help people do that. So if you see that the top books, they're all talking about boosting efficiency, productivity, ROI, then that's going to be your clue for you to change up some of these words. That way it can be just more relatable to what's already working in the market. It's not about copying, but it's about seeing patterns, and being able to use those patterns to your advantage, Michael. So I think it could definitely benefit from simplifying the subtitle a little bit more. And I think that's it. So once you simplify it and you come back to us with a little bit more, and some of these things are right, like concise explanations, but I think you can like say it differently to make it more digestible for the average person to go in there
Right.
and try to put the word AI in there, because AI is just a very, very valuable keyword to have. So back to the drawing board, let us know what you come up with. But based on your structure, I'm sure you're going to come up with something pretty good on the next time around.
All right, this one is from Scott. Didn't we just do these?
Yes.
All right.
Wait, no, this,
Yeah, we did these.
no.
I think we did these. We
Yeah.
added one more title. Container vegetable gardening for beginners, from pots to plates, harvest fresh organic vegetables in small spaces to lead a self-sufficient, sustainable life with ease. Great and desired outcome for the last title there, but you're going to need to put in, is it step-by-step instructions? Is it proven strategies? What do you got there, Scott? Give me how, what's your offer in the book? And then you can talk to me about overcoming the pain points. But your desired outcome's good. Like that.
It's getting there. Getting there. Okay, so let's see. How, I'm not going to try to pronounce it. How does the second person paid member work? All right, so reach out to the customer support team. Essentially, that second paid membership, they're just going to get access. Well, he said paid member, second person paid member. Reach out to support, just because I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to, or if you're referring to the free one that comes in as an extra, which just gives you access to the base course lessons. But if you have any specific questions about that second person membership, reach out to support. They'll point you in the right direction. Yeah, but your second account there, the second person will just get access to the lessons, but reach out to them for clarification.
Hey, this one's from Nick. I'm in the US and looking to trademark my pen name. How would I know if AIA recommends, would like to know, would you know? Yeah, just go to trademark.com. Already checked for the trademark and USPTO trademark site. No trademark exists. Yeah, it's not user friendly at all. I mean, truly, Nick, you can hire somebody to do that who's like an attorney and they can do all of that kind of stuff. But I think, in all honesty, you're going to have to just gut it out and go through it unless you want to pay someone to make it happen for you, because it's not user friendly at all. Yeah,
Yeah, it's really not.
it's a government website, Nick. Do I need to say anything else? Truly,
Yeah.
they got
And
it.
I don't think you can trademark a pen name.
I don't know either. I
Maybe
don't
if
know,
it may, maybe if the pen name is more of like a brand, but
right?
if it was like Brandon, something, I don't know if you could
I don't
necessarily
know either,
trademark that.
right? Yeah, I don't know if you can either.
All right, so let's keep going. Aisha, hey coaches, I have structured edited my AI manuscript and wanted to know the best platform to humanize my manuscript. I'm finding this process extremely tedious as Grammarly keeps bouncing back my own suggestions as AI written. Also, is there a discount voucher for Urban Writers this month? Okay, so a few questions here. First of all, don't worry too much about Grammarly notifications. Regarding being AI written, because none of these are reliable. AI content's allowed on Amazon. But ideally, this is why we recommend that you don't just edit it yourself on Grammarly, but that you send it off to an editor because they're more experienced. They're going to know how to humanize. And ideally, by the time you get it back, regardless of the AI percentage, you're going to have a product that's superior, has more of a voice, doesn't sound robotic, and it flows a lot better. So yeah, so I would turn off those notifications, Aisha, but definitely send that off to an editor to help you humanize it. You can go to Upwork and you can find somebody there. You can negotiate different prices, and go from there. And voucher for Urban Writers. No, I don't think we have any Urban Writer
No,
vouchers.
we're not
No.
giving out any vouchers or discount
Discount codes,
codes
yeah.
any longer.
It's been discontinued, guys, unfortunately. All right, next question.
Okay, this is from Jill. I'm really struggling with Amazon ads. Followed the instructions and watched the training videos several times. Can't get my ACoS right and have paused most of my campaigns until I feel I can get it right. Is there any extra training on this or a mastermind group? This is one stumbling block I'm having right now. Okay, so Jill, one of the things that I'm going to suggest to you, Amazon Ads, actually, Amazon does have this whole lesson series on Amazon Ads straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So you might look into that. The other thing you might do is go to YouTube and see if you can find some lessons there. But other than that, those are my two big suggestions. What about you, Brandon? Any other suggestions you have?
That's a really good suggestion. Just keep do that. Keep going into the course as well. And keep in mind that if your ACoS is not working, it's most likely it can only really be two things. You're either not managing it effectively, or it's the book itself. Is it the cover? Is it the reviews? Is it the product page? So just make sure those two things are aligned. And I think you mentioned here that you paused most of your campaigns. So, and I'm not advising you to bleed money. That's not what I'm trying to say. But when something's not working, the ACoS is high, you don't want to turn things off, pause things. You want to make changes. You want to raise the bids, decrease the bids, right? So, just keep that in mind. To get an ACoS that's good, it's always going to start relatively high in most cases, and then slowly you start to focus more on things that are working. Exactly, you cut the fat, you cut what's not working, you focus on what is working, and that's just the process of. It's a long process. It can take like a whole month just to stabilize your ACoS, and then you have to keep going and managing it. So I hope that was helpful, Jill. But I think what Libby said with the Amazon ad courses, it's really going to help you, because then you're going to really understand the platform, and that's going to help you manage it more effectively at the end of the day.
And according to Philip, they are having a special segment this Tuesday on the Q&A calls on your Amazon ads. Okay.
Yeah, that's true too.
All right. This is from Raheel. Hi, coaches. Could I request you to kindly peruse my draft book title on the topic of anxious attachment recovery? Main title, Recover from Anxious Attachment. Okay. A most nuanced and comprehensive guide to understanding attachment theory to overcome insecure emotions and build genuine love and lasting relationships with self-assured confidence. Okay, couple of things, Raheel. First of all, in one of the things that we need to remember is that the average reading level is like fifth grade. So the term nuanced is probably not going to get very well understood by your target audience. So keep that in mind. The other thing is, you've got a ton of words in here, and I think you could say it a lot more succinctly with some commas instead of this long, drawn out subtitle. And also, you've got your guide. That's great. But I think the whole I'm most nuanced, I don't even know what that means. And I'm pretty smart. So I would start out with a comprehensive guide to understand, not understanding. Take off your ING words. Nobody likes those in a title, especially me, kind of anti-ING. All
My
right.
bad. One second.
Thanks.
There we go.
Where'd that go? So take that out right there, right? Take that out to overcome insecure emotions, comma, build genuine love, something with self-assured confidence. So I think you've got it all kind of mixed up in here, Raheel. So I would smooth it out with taking out some of the words and cleaning it up and wordsmithing it a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely needs some smoothing, that's for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, coaches, at this stage, when I'm in the process of creating my first book, I don't want to create a company for my publishing business. However, if my first is successful enough to sell decently well, I will decide to start writing and publishing more books. At that stage, I certainly want to create a company and operate through that. Will it be problematic to then transfer my first book from under my personal publishing to my newly formed company? Would that process entail? What would it entail, generally speaking? So there's really no process to that. I'm pretty sure once you open an account, you can't transfer it into a corporation account, but that's totally okay, because you can use your individual account and then have that tied to your corporation. It's no big deal at all. You don't actually have to switch from like an individual to a corporation account. So yeah, you're good on that front, even if you start without one.
Yeah, it's all about where does the money go? If the money goes into
Exactly.
a personal account, that's one thing. If your money goes into like a business account, that's totally different. And changing accounts is easy peasy, like changing bank accounts where your money's going to go. All right, this is from Judith. I published my first 30K book. Woo woo, and want to translate it. I did the lesson, but it did not say how to do it. Please assist. All right, so Judith, you actually have a few options here. Number one, you can go to Upwork and find somebody to translate it for you. You can translate it yourself using a myriad of AI tools like ChatGPT, DeepL, Google Translate. I'm sure there's others that I'm not thinking of, and hire yourself an editor, right? Because that will work too. And then you are off to the races. Don't forget, you're going to also want to get your book title translated as well as your A-plus content. So keep it rolling. You're good to
Good
go.
point. All right, on to the next one. We got Jared. I'm using paid Facebook ads to get reviews. I want to take advantage of Amazon's 5-day zero pricing so reviewers can download the book for free and leave a verified review. I'm concerned that if reviewers don't download the book during those 5 days, they'll either leave an unverified or have to pay, which would make my offer of a free book seem misleading. How can I ensure reviewers get the book for free and leave a verified reviewers while working within? Well, you're gonna let them know that it's gonna be free for a certain amount of days. So if they miss it, then that's too bad for them. They're definitely not gonna buy it. But then they can do leave of an unverified review, which is still valuable at the end of the day. But there's really no good safe place. There's no good safeguard in there for that, Jared. But we let them know how many days it's gonna be free. So with enough follow-ups and reminding them. Most of them will go in and download it, but a lot of them, some of them won't, right? So then they're just gonna have to come in as unverified. So there's really not a good safeguard I can give you for that, other than the fact that we try to use, communicate as effective as we can, letting them know the timelines there. What about you, Libby? Do you do anything different?
100%. I mean, they're big people, right? I told you when it was. You didn't do it. That's not on me, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit tough. And that's why you want to have a big list because, it's human nature to just be lazy sometimes. And some of them will be, so.
I have no idea about this.
All right. So Gina's in Australia. Do you use VPN to put your books on Audible from Australia? If so, can you please tell me how to do this? Australia does, I believe Australia is not available for Audible. Which in that case you can still distribute an Audible, but you have to go through a place like Authors Republic. And that's really all that you can do. Gina, I wouldn't recommend using a VPN, because I don't want you to get in trouble. So VPN's good for a lot of things, but
Not that.
to trick Amazon into that, you got to remember that even if you use the VPN and it shows that you're somewhere else, all your accounts are still going to be Australian. Everything is guys still going to be Australian. So don't get into trouble. Go to the go through Authors Republic. You can still distribute onto Audible, and we have a lesson on that. If you take a look in the Audible, we have a lesson on what to do if you're not part of the countries that are available. But yeah, next.
All right, this is from Yvette. I'm a newbie, want to make sure I'm doing each step correctly for best results. I'm happy with my book topic, title, and cover. Now I'm ready to work on building reviews. This is so intimidating, and the Amazon rules about friends, family not allowed to leave a review is confusing. I get that no one in my household can. Also understand that shipping addresses I saved on Amazon are also considered friends and family. Outside of those, how does Amazon know who's a friend and who's a foe? I mean, versus an acquaintance. Just kidding. So, Yvette. Are you ready for this one? They know when you've been on one of their IP addresses. So consider that. Everybody else is fair game. And then, I mean, I have plenty of people who are friends whose house I've never been on their Wi-Fi, so I'm good to go there. So just keep that in mind. But yes, does Amazon track you? Certainly they do. Yep. I think the phrase is big brother, but nobody else seems to
Yeah.
be dreaming about it on the inside like I am. Okay. Number two, the books I will be creating are the same niche of physical therapy and wellness. So I see value in building a list of reviewers that can be called upon to review all my books as they're launched throughout the year. Yes. Okay. So, Yvette, as you are working through the Facebook review method, the Facebook ads method, your network method, whatever the case may be, you can create a Mailchimp to manage that, no sweat, or other email type of platforms, no problem there. Don't know how to do this, so any steps. And it's pretty straightforward to use MailChimp. I don't think it's complicated at all. I would just follow the steps there. There's some other things that you can do, like create a landing page using ConvertKit and so stuff like that. But I would start creating those lists And then see if you can build them into MailChimp or something like that to help you automate that. I think there's another platform that Karina uses, but what it is out of my head. Mail Meteor, Philip says. What about you, Brandon? Do you use one?
Personally, no. Personally, I do not. I use Excel. What was I gonna say? I forgot what I was gonna say. But yeah, there's a lot of good companies that can help you manage this. And it's just about trying them. Check out a few tutorials on YouTube. But definitely follow the course strategy, and then worry about putting this data into one of those email platforms.
Constant
All right.
contact. Yep, tons of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I like GetResponse. It's a little bit pricier, but I used them for a long time.
So
But
also, Yvette, you've got your book topic, title, and cover. What about your book? Do you have that done? I'm just wondering, because you need that too. Just saying. Right? All right, moving on.
all right, so we got Dorothy. Please take a look at my cover. I've gone through proof of concept. I love it, but would like a second opinion. Thank you very much in advance. All right, and this is second last question. So let's take a look at what we got.
Nice.
Still can't get over how good this cover is.
I
All right, let's
know.
close it.
I know.
All
I think
right.
we're all waiting for the designer for him to put it into the chat.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I think this is a fiber cover.
Yeah. It kind of looks
And
maybe.
Dorothy, I'm not saying this is bad, but it looks outdated. I think you can have a stronger cover in here. Like just some of the effects that are being used in here. Like this shadow that you have right here. I think I remember that effect from like Microsoft Word. It's looking very outdated. I think to compete in the, it's not a bad look. It's not like ugly or anything, but to compete, I don't think this is going to be able to compete in the marketplace. What do you think, Libby?
Yeah, I just think it, the shadowing number one. Remember, if people are looking at this in a thumbnail, that shadowing is just going to make it look blurry and they're not going to want to click on the book. Secondly, the subtitle gets lost. There's not enough contrast between the blue of the
Yeah.
title and the blue of the background. Yeah, I don't love it for sure. And certainly your pen name is way too big. It should be like half that size, so it's smaller in font size than your subtitle. Journey to Greatness, leading high performance team. So is high performing teams, is that part of your topic? Is that your POC topic? I'm not sure. Is it just leadership? I'm not really sure what it is. Core values, blah, 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 leading high performance teams. So if leading high performance teams or high performance teams is your proof of concept, that needs to be more in the title, not down here as like an afterthought, if that makes sense. Right? Because high performing
Sure.
teams has definitely been something that I've seen before. So keep that in mind. If this is what we're talking about here, if this is your proof of concept, sorry, I'm not a really good drawer
She
with.
said the proof of concept is leadership,
Leadership.
and she made this herself.
Okay, yeah. So, all right. So, is, I think, Dorothy, you've got a lot of great guts here, but again, this needs more contrast for sure. This is too big, also, right? It's a lot of blue. You're going to need some other colors that are going to pop in here.
It's very blue, yeah.
Too much blue. Everything is blue. I feel blue just looking at it. So, if that's the case, spice it up with some other colors. See if you can tweak this because you've got high performance teams. Maybe this should be a badge, right? Lead high performing teams, something like that. Not leading. Remember, no ing words there. And you've got inspiring, innovating, and achieving success, core values. So, I'm not really sure when I look at your subtitle here, Dorothy. What's your offer, right? because you've got inspiring, innovating, and achieving success, core value stories, and secret, a secret leader every needs to build mutual respect. I think your subtitle needs a little bit of work there, Dorothy. You've not got a clear offer. And then you've also got ING words, which I'm a not a fan. Not a fan, not a fan. So please rework this a little bit. See if you can bring in some other colors and let's see what you can come up with.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, we always recommend outsourcing covers. Always, always, always.
Gold is a good choice, Dorothy, because I know there's a lot of gold in there. Yep. In that niche, in the business niche.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me pull up these. Me pull this up. What's going on here? I pressed the wrong button. All right. So last question. We got Candace. Here is the title of my book, Managing Stress, Skills for Anxiety Reduction. So what's going on here?
I feel like this is
What is
a
going on here?
ChatGPT generated book title because ChatGPT loves the colon, the semicolon right
Yeah,
here,
they'll put that. Yeah.
everywhere, and it totally chops things up.
I think the main title is a little bit boring. I think you can definitely spice that up a little bit. Then we have skills for anxiety reduction, self-care, and personal strength, colon, step-by-step guide to relieving anxiety, enhancing self-care, and building inner strength. I mean, the second part is good. It's a step-by-step guide to relieve ING words, of course, guide to relieve anxiety, enhance self-care, and build inner strength.
What's my desired outcome?
What you kind of have here, Candace, is you kind of have like two short subtitles that you put together. Like, why are you saying anxiety twice? So, oh, there's two options maybe. I'm honestly not sure, but in the strength, or maybe there are two different options. Is she in the chat?
I don't know. Let me look.
Let me see. But yeah, Candace, so it's a little bit unclear as to what you were going for here. But just keep in mind that you want to expand on the main title a little bit. And then for your subtitle, whether you pick the first one or the second one, you need to expand on it a little bit more. Like Libby said, like, what is the end result here? But just from looking at it, the second one sounds better.
Yeah, for sure.
So forget about this part right here. Just make it managing stress, try to spice it up, and then a step-by-step guide to relieve anxiety, enhance self-care, and build inner strength to blank or for blank. And then add your at the end goal. What do they actually want? What are they getting once they actually solve these, work through these pain points?
Yep.
And yeah, so let us know once you have something else. But that is it for the pre-submitted questions.
We are rocking it, and there are only 16 submitted questions.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, I'm Libby. This is Brandon. You can see our names right underneath, right here, right? So there we are.
Right, give me 1 sec. Let me pull up the background because I like the background.
I do too. Okay, I'll go on to Deborah. This is from Deborah Bendler. Two possible book titles. I'm retiring. What now? Subtitle, The Women's Guide to Conquer Anxieties and Embrace Self-Confidence, New Activities and Opportunities for Growth. Okay, I'm retiring now. What? The Woman's Guide to Self-Esteem Journey of This Life-Altering Transition. I like the first one best. Okay, so Deborah, what is it that you found proof of concept with? Unless this is your 7-day book challenge. Whatever your find proof of concept, that needs to be in your book title. Is it the Women's Guide to Retiring? Because that's something different than what you've got, but you've got the Women's Guide in here. So I'm just wondering if it's women and retiring or whatever the case may be. So you need to put that into your main title. Now, here you've got a guide that's good to conquer anxieties and embrace self-confidence, new activities, and opportunities. Okay, so Deborah, what I'm seeing is a lot of word salad here. You just kind of need to tweak all of it so that it reads smoothly. And you've got your also your desired outcome. All right.
All right, so we got Nana. Hello, coaches. Happy Sunday. Below are proposed titles. The titles have similar keyword benefits deduced from my customers' pain points, but are structured differently. Your wisdom on these will be greatly appreciated. So I see that you kind of have like a, on some of these, you have like a two-part main title, like a tagline type strategy, which is, this is not a bad thing at all. But just be mindful of the character count. Make sure you're checking character count for all of it. It looked a little bit longer than 156, but just
That's
be
long.
mindful of that one. But let's take a look at these. So we have pet loss grief, a path to healing and rediscovering joy after saying goodbye. Honestly, I think that the tagline strategy can totally work, but if you can merge it into the subtitle, that's the way I would go. So in a tagline, you want to be short. You want to be direct. It has to be hooking, or you have to be providing, very, very important information. So I think this is a little bit long for a tagline, the first one. Then we have pet loss grief. They just don't get it. Grieve your way after pet loss. So when it comes to the main title, all I really want to see in there, I want to see the proof of concept keyword. I want to make sure it's not too long, and I want to make sure it's not, totally overdone, and we want to make sure that it works. So you have your proof of concept keyword in there. I just recommend not to go for the super long ones. But let's take a look at your subtitle. Connected and healed through shared experiences and practical guidance. Find closure for you and your family. Resolve fear of moving on and celebrate the memory. Connect and heal through shared experiences and practical guidance. Just right there, you have "ands" too close together in the very beginning. And that's really hurting the flow of it. By the middle, I wasn't sure what I was re really reading there. So it breaks the flow a little bit. Try to mitigate that. And then we have rediscover hope and peace through shared experiences and practical guidance. Find closure for you and your family, and honor the legacy for your pet companion. Then we have find comfort and understanding through shared experiences and practical guide. Involve your fear and uncertainty moving forward on navigating family dynamics and grief effectively and celebrate memory of you. I did not retain anything on that last one. It was just too, it was too unorganized.
Too much.
Yeah. So, but the good thing, Nana, is that you have all the good elements in here. You have everything that you need, but you need to restructure them. Try to not use "and" more than twice. Try not to use commas on very big, long, like really, you kind of stretched on some pain points that made the commas very long, and that really hurt the readability. So see what else you can come up with. But I think as long as you try to use less "ands" and shorter pain points, I think that's gonna really go a long way. All right. And make sure when you're doing character count, you're doing the whole subtitle and the whole main title. And you're good to go.
Okay, this question is from Craig. How do I change format my files saved in my drive, downloads, and Word so that I can share them with my coach? Okay, so Craig, you can convert, and I'm going to assume that you were talking about just like your manuscript and that kind of stuff. So, and those files you want to put into a Google document. In the upper right-hand corner, it says Share. You'll click on that. Then you'll get this other screen that pops up and it'll say, Who can see this? And you say anyone, you toggle it down to anyone with the link. Make sure you've got that checked. And then you copy the link and then you can share that with your coach. And you can put that on your HQ sheet, for example, those links right there, so that you can just keep everything organized. Otherwise, it can get a little crazy with all this stuff that you've got.
All right, so we got Alma. What is the average time to find topics that meet proof of concept? I'm shy of 1 week with over 30 topics, but not getting proof of concept. I'm using Katie Spy. Just wondering if it can take longer. Proof of concept is one of those things where you can find it in the first 10 topics you test, or you can find it after the 30, 40, 50 topics you test. So it's not out of the ordinary, Alma, and it's valuable time because at least you know where not to go. Right, you're creating that mental map of like where you've been, where not to go, where you want to go next. Only thing I can say is just make sure that you're searching up correct topics. Sometimes people, when they do proof of concept, they will search up things that they'll niche down way too hard, or they'll not niche down at all. or sometimes people are testing titles or really long keywords, but just keep it super simple in the beginning, right? Like if it's like, if you want to do a book about social anxiety for teens, that's it. Social anxiety for teens. That's what the book is actually going to be about, the bare topic. So just make sure you're searching out the right keywords in there. And you can always ask us if you go, you can always give us examples of the things that you're searching, and then we can give you feedback.
Okay, there seems to be some confusion how you can see the Q&A questions. Guys, that answer is in the chat. So instead of hitting the panic button like I can't see anything, let's just roll it back for a second. All right. If you click on where it says Q&A and you click on that, you will be able to see the question and answer, the questions that are up. Okay, so no need to go to DEF CON 5. Just please do me a favor, check out the chat, try to relax. And just follow the instructions. All right. Next up, this is from Patricia. Is it possible to make a cartoon storybook? Patricia, you can make whatever kind of book you want, but I would not use my AI manuscript to make a cartoon storybook. I'd probably hire somebody on Fiverr to make that happen.
Yeah. We got Foley. Hey coaches, I hope all is well. Please can you check if one of these topics meets proof of concept, anxious attachment and relationships, attachment styles and relationships. All right. What day is the proof of concept, Libby?
Thursdays, Thursdays.
Thursdays. All right. So Foley, head on to the Thursday proof of concept call where they do specifically only proof of concept. And just keep in mind that I mean, I've seen anxious attachment pass proof of concept very recently. And when it comes to number two, attachment styles and relationships, if you're searching that, just make sure that you find three books that are about all attachment styles in general. That's the only way that one's gonna pass. But if you see, you know, avoidant, anxiety, and then one that's all of them, then technically you don't have the proof that we're looking for. So just keep that in mind, but take it over to the Thursday, and that's where they'll focus on that.
Okay, this is from Patrick. Hi, coaches. My auto high campaign has books that are not related to my book in search terms. How do I remove it? So, Patrick, go back in like you're setting, you're going to go into that campaign. You should be able to delete them out of that campaign, no problem. Right, Brandon? I'm not. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep,
Yeah, I'm
essentially,
not
yeah.
losing my mind. Good. Okay.
Yeah. I have the pieces, but I'm having trouble putting them all together in the final pub or ebook file. Do the book cover, title page, and manuscript all go together in the final file? In the front and back, spine loaded in a different section. So Khaled, in the final manuscript file, which is the one that you would send off to the formatter and then publish, the cover is not included on there. So it's just title page followed by a copyright page. You're gonna have a table of contents, which the formatter is gonna create for you, and then you have the rest of your content and resources. So you don't put your cover on it at all. That's it. I think that's it. Yeah.
So you're just to let you know, Khalid, the ebook is the EPUB file, which is a generic file for all digital readers. And then your print books are in PDF form. Neither one should have the book cover in those files. Just the guts of the book. Okay, this is from Nan again. Hi, Nan again. So my customer research, I feel the need to include illustrations in my book. My book aims to reach a dual target audience, adults and children, basically all. Okay, that's a little bit harder, Nan, so remember that. Perhaps even adults on the chosen topic. I believe color prints, illustrations are more expensive. They certainly are. May not be in my budget for now. Any suggestions on where I can have beautiful black and white illustrations done for an affordable price? So, Nan, have you tried ChatGPT to see if you can make some awesome images there? And then let's see, what's the other one? So Discord or Midjourney might be another avenue. If you're not interested in fussing around with those, I would send you over to Fiverr, 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 to see if you can find somebody there.
That's correct. All right. So we got Shelly. How long are the credits available? One per book. I have 10 to work with. All right, Shelly. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. Head over to support and see when those credits expire. I do know they expire, but I don't want to give you the wrong answer there. So they have your contract, the support team, so they'll be able to answer when those credits will be expiring for you.
Yeah, this next one is from Lisa. After the first credit, they cost $999. Actually, Lisa, you can get a package of those to continue on with less expense. So just reach out to support there and they'll be happy to direct you.
All right, so we got Maya. Does getting reviews on Kindle apply same as reviews on paperback? To be clear, if I have 40 reviews on Kindle, are those counted as on Amazon as part of the 100 reviews I want for the paperback? Yeah, any Kindle review is going to be unverified, but yeah, when people go to your paperback, that review count is going to show for that country's marketplace. So if these are US, then that you will see them there.
Can
All
you get
right,
the
so
next one, Brandon? You got it.
yep.
Also from Michael. Again.
Yep, so we have a different one here. Okay, so it's we got some new colors in there. We got some purple. Let's take a look here.
I feel like the subtitle is still really hard to read, but the title is so much better. I feel like before I felt like it was in a vise and the words were like squishing down. I don't know
Yeah,
why.
the black. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree that the main title looks better. And let's see, but the
Again.
purple and blue kind of makes it look like, you know, like some like magic going on there. I think you can lose that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And again, I don't know if you need an image on this. I don't think so. I think
I
it
don't
could
think
make
so either.
the background look kind of techy with, maybe some of that blue with the lighter blue, that kind of thing. But I don't know if I would put an image on a book like this. I don't think I would.
Yeah, 100%. But like this cover, if it, you know, you blow up the text, you remove the image, and stuff like this, you can kind of add to the background texture to give it that tech feel. Not the blue stuff up here because it kind of looks like hieroglyphics, but this purple one kind of looks like tech stuff. So I mean, you could have like elements of that, to, you know, give it that techy feeling, but without an image, boom, and you can just cut that out. But also, the color palette's a little bit weird. Try the less color, the least amount. Is that proper English? The less color palette, the less colors you have in your color palette, the better,
Yeah.
right? Have two. That's it. Three, I've seen sometimes work, but here, you have comprehensive guide, which I think is the same as this. But then
Right.
you have this blue part right here that it's kind of like I'm looking at white, and then I'm looking at two blues. It's not very pleasing to look at the subtitle currently. Yeah. And when it comes to doing this highlight strategy, Mike, you want to try and highlight something in each line to give it some sort of balance. And you don't never want to highlight the whole line because then it looks like a different title and it breaks up the flow. So you can totally just, you know, just highlight one word here, and then drive revenue. And it's gonna look a lot cleaner, but because you have a whole line in there, and then the and is white in the middle there, it looks very messy.
Yeah, Mike, in this one with your subtitle, you might even consider doing like checks, like boost productivity with a check next to it, enhance decision with a
Yeah.
check next to it, retain customers, boom, and drive revenue with a check. So it's almost like you're taking your subtitle and breaking it into a list. So since you've got, if you take out the image right here, you could easily do that and just give it a little bit more readability. That's for her. For sure.
Yeah. And I think for the background, maybe go with the background here. The good thing about this background is that it is like black on the sides here, but then it towards the middle, it fades to like a dark blue. And
Really?
I
I
think,
don't see that.
can you see that? Let me
No,
go into here. Because it's not a flat color. It's like it's blue, but it's also kind of black. Let me zoom in here.
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Or is it just me? But like towards the hands around it looks a little bit more blue. So I like when covers do that, when it has like a small gradient, because it helps give it a little bit of depth. So right now, when it's all just black, it's lacking that little bit of depth. So I think with that little blue, dark blue, kind of like you have it here. I think it could do some, I think it could look decent. You just kind of have to test it.
Yeah, I would agree. Maybe I see the blue. Maybe I'm losing my mind. I don't know. It's possible either way.
Yeah, it's like very, very slight, but towards that hand, you have like that like business blue, you know?
I'm not seeing it.
I
It all looks black to me.
don't think I can go, I don't think I can zoom in more than this.
Yeah, no, that you're good. So there you
But
go. I hope that
yeah.
helps. Yeah,
All right, let's go
on the
back
way.
to
Oh, fine, Tracy. Make me feel like I'm not the one that sees it. Fine.
the
All right. This question is from Candace again. Candace, I think we reviewed your book title earlier. Again, you've got three book titles in there. So you need to really stop for a minute and be more concise. With your topic is always going to be your main title. You've got the step-by-step guide. That's good. And again, you've got these ING words in there. So you need to take those out. And don't forget to get your desired outcome.
All right, so we got Michael. If you got time, what do you think of this title? Plugged in, how to tune in, how to tune in to your teen and make connection. It's too short. It's not clear enough, Mike. You want to have the proof of concept keyword, which is the topic essentially. You want to have that in the main title. Plugged in, that could be anything. And then the subtitle, you just want to go deeper into the three pain point benefits. So you just got to really build that out and then come back to us and we'll see what you got.
All right, this one's from Corbin. Here's an updated title. Teen Survival Guide Made Easy. Teen Girl Survival Guide. Sorry, ladies. Teen Girl Survival Guide Made Easy. Step-by-step guide to boost confidence, build emotional resilience, and navigate friendships, even if you're feeling overwhelmed. I'm not even sure I got what is the overall desired outcome? I need that in there as well. Can you squeeze it in after the navigate friendships before your even if statement? And you could trim down your even if statement to even if you feel overwhelmed instead of feeling. So that would trim it down and you get a few more characters there. So I would try that, Corbin. See if that'll work.
All right, we got Dorothy. How soon will this recording be available? I do not know. Libby, do you know how long it takes these recordings? Shouldn't
48
take more
hours,
than like, sorry?
48 hours, 48.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna say it shouldn't take longer than like a day or two.
So, Loretta, the HQ sheet is a function if you are in Publishing Accelerator, as that student was before, because he was mentioning his coach. So, that's where you get an HQ sheet.
Okay, so we got Lisa. I'm new, wondered about doing crossword word searches, but then they wouldn't work in Audible. Yes, they wouldn't work in Audible. And yeah, some of the heavily illustrated books are not going to work in Audible, but keep in mind in Audible, you can attach a PDF, but that doesn't mean you should go make a crossword search book into an Audible. That's not going to happen. But yeah, Lisa, think about crossword and word searches as more of like a side project. They can totally be profitable. Some of them have pretty good proof of concepts, but it's really just more of a side project. Because we can't put it in places like Audible and use our AI system for it and all that. But there's different AI tools like BookBolt, where you can create stuff like that.
For sure. Okay, this is a question from Lisa from Startup. After buying the membership, what other defined costs and optional costs are there? Need to know all the costs before I dive in. Okay, let me see if I can reiterate the costs. Number one, you're going to need Katie Spy. That's like $69. You'll need that for proof of concept. Book cover, 99 designs. That's roughly 190 something dollars. Plus, then you'll go to Fiverr for your paperback, hardback, and ebook cover, or not, and your ACX cover. So that's like another, I don't know, $40 right there. Grammarly, certainly, to help you proofread your manuscript. Hiring an editor, a couple hundred bucks. What am I missing? Running ads, Facebook ads, those are both optional if you're creating your advanced reader team. And I think formatting would be the other one, unless you're going to do that yourself. You can easily buy Atticus for PC, Vellum for Mac, format your own books. I did that way back in the beginning. I think I formatted 9 or 10 of my own books, and I'll just keep doing that, save myself $100 a pop. So I'm definitely ahead of the game there. So those are the costs. I think I didn't forget any, did I? Did I? No, I think I got it. Oh, copywriting.
Think you got it all.
$65. Thanks, Philip. Kind of optional, but all right, I'll go with it.
All right, we got Brian. Please review my book cover. So, Brian, this is an external link that would only work for you because you would be putting it inside your computer. So, it's an internal, sorry, internal link. So, if you can provide us an external one, that would be great because this one we can't use on our end, unfortunately.
Okay, we'll wait for a minute for Brian to see if he can get that. And I've got something in my eye, and it's totally annoying me. And I apologize for rubbing my eye, you guys. I don't know, even know how I got something in it. Probably an eyelash. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll go fix it when I'm done before my next call. Oh, all right.
Oh, we're done ahead of schedule right here.
I know.
Lisa has a question. You paid yourself for editing. Can you explain?
I didn't
Who's
pay
at that?
myself. I didn't pay myself for editing. Did you pay yourself for editing? No, I paid
Nope.
myself for formatting. Instead of hiring out for
Technically, yeah.
formatting, I basically did the formatting myself. So I wasn't paying myself. I was just doing the work myself for formatting, not editing. I should
And keep in,
bill myself, right?
yeah, and keep in mind, editing is now with AI, you really do want to have a second pair of eyes
On
help
your
you
main.
edit that 100%. Yeah.
Yep. And you can always find, family member, whatever, to help you get that extra set of eyes. But I can tell you that when you do that, you might run into the, oh, I just haven't had time to do it. I'm sorry, I've
Yeah.
been so busy. And so
Totally.
that totally just backs you up and jacks you up. So I would just hire a professional because it's a lot easier to go after a professional and say, hey, I allotted you 1 week to get this done. Let's go. Instead of your family, where you're like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. All right, so we have some coming in here. We got Patricia. Does the title of my book cover sound good? Guinea Pig Pet Keeping Guide. I think it sounds lovely. Just put a subtitle in there, and yeah,
Yeah.
and just make sure you have proof of concept. Or if it's a 7-day challenge, then even funner times. But yeah,
Yep.
put together a subtitle, and that's the ones that we really go into a lot more. Those are the ones that need to be dissected.
Yep. All right. This is from Lisa from, okay, I did that already. This is from Jane. I just bought my membership this week. How long do I have to use up my first credit for my first book? Jane, that's a question you need to reach out to support because that can vary depending on which platform you buy or which plan you buy, I should say.
All right, Michael. So your question was, what are the most common mistakes you see brand new students make? Honestly, a lot of them, because, well, I was a brand new student at one time too. So I've made all these mistakes myself as well. But I think a really big one is kind of rushing, is that is the mindset that the quicker you put it, the quicker you make money, and the more books you make, the more money you make. While it holds like underlying truth, when you're new, that can be your biggest enemy, because then you're not really honing in into the skills that you need, and you're not setting up the book in the best possible light, in the best place for succeeding by rushing, right? So you want to make sure you have solid launches. You want to make sure that things are being done right. So I see a lot of people struggle when it comes to rushing and focusing on volume without properly following the rest of the steps. The volume will come, but first you need to focus on being able to put things that are quality. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I also see some of my students, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the weather or if it's the dark days or whatever the case may be, but I'm like, okay, here's your proof of concept. Here's your title. Let's go, next steps. And then they come back to me and they're like, here's my new title. I'm like, why do we have a new title? The old title was just fine. Can we stop? Well, I thought maybe, and I'm like, stop. Stop
That
overthinking.
happens.
So I'm going to write a book. Nobody else can write this book. It's How to Stop Overthinking for PA Students. for
Yeah.
publishing.com students
Yeah.
and move forward, because otherwise I'm like, you're stalling out for no reason. We already did this work. You need to move forward. Yeah. Okay, I'll take this one from Mary. My book title is God Knows Revealed Truth, A Year of Daily Spiritual Prayers. I have three POCs. Okay, so Mary, my thought process is that whatever you found POC for, is it a year of daily prayers? That should be your main title. And then your subtitle needs to be what your pain points are. Utilize, even if you guys don't use the AI platform to generate your manuscript, you certainly should be doing it for creating your customer research and creating your outline. And then you can take it off of there and use ChatGPT if you want, especially for a spiritual daily prayer kind of book, affirmation kind of book. But those things, the customer research, all of that, so important for nailing down your book title and all of that kind of stuff. So use the tools.
Right, so we got Lindsay. Libby, did you say you use Vellum for formatting? I'm on a Mac. Yes, Libby does use Vellum, and so do I as well.
Both do.
Yeah, so if you're on a Mac, that's kind of like the go-to software. There's others, but Vellum's like a pretty friendly one once you get past like a little learning curve. Yeah,
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this Udemy. It's the letter U.
Udemy. Yeah.
Yeah, Udemy.com. They've
Yeah.
got a $19 course to train you up on using Vellum.
Really?
$19. I haven't done it. A few of my students have. That's one of the things I'm doing on vacation. Yeah, because that's what I want to do. So keep that in mind.
That's
I
awesome.
would totally do that. And I am going to be doing it for $19. Heck yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little learning curve, but then once you kind of know like what it can do and where the buttons are, like you're gonna feel like you're just in a Word file,
Yeah, it's
going through
super
it. Putting
user-friendly.
it together. Yeah.
Okay,
All
so
right.
does it have to be an ASIN or ISBN? So it has to be an ASIN or a 10-digit ISBN. You can put a 10-digit ISBN in for customer research, right, Brandon?
It works. I've tried it. Yeah. But I still try to get the ASIN for the most part. But ISBN works, yeah. We got Lisa. How can we trust the facts that AI gives you when we don't know the topic ourselves? This is an interesting question. Because I'm a big advocate that AI makes mistakes. Yeah, so, and it depends, Lisa. I mean, if you're making a book about like how to train guinea pigs, you can cross-check that stuff pretty quick. And as long as none of the information sounds just like over the top, just like off the wall, then you can be pretty confident that like you're giving a pet owner decent tips to take care of their pet. But if you're talking about something in the medical field, there might be a little bit more due diligence that you kind of want to do. But when you're reading through this yourself, you should be able to catch some things. I'm not saying that you're gonna know it's wrong, but you might be able to catch something that you're like, I should probably verify that before I tell someone that. And also when you get an editor, this is why I always recommend at having an editor that has some knowledge on your field, because they can help you give you that bias in there, right? But I would say our system is pretty good at being decently accurate, because we do take a lot of this information from other like we take like that some of the topics and things covered within other books and the whole internet. So I would say that our AI is way better than ChatGPT at giving us factual stuff, but that's going to be part of the editing process. You need to go in there and not necessarily know everything that's wrong, but have the mindset to be like, huh, I should probably double check this before I put this out, if something like that arises. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, this is from Lindsay again, creating a trivia book using ChatGPT, wondering if I should do the formatting myself in Google Docs. I don't think you can, Lindsay, because you need an EPUB file and you need a PDF file. Now, PDF you can do in Google Docs, right? You just convert it to a PDF, but I don't think you can do an EPUB file from there. So, yeah, don't do that. I would either use Atticus or Vellum to format it yourself.
Yeah, technically you can use Google, you can use Word, you can use Microsoft Word, but it's a train wreck. Yeah, just use Vellum or Atticus. or like readsy last case scenario,
Last
but
case
anyone doing
scenario.
a 30K, like anyone doing a 30K word book, you should not be, it should be done professionally, either Atticus or readsy.
Yeah.
That's the recommended there.
Okay, this is a question from Jane. We have Adobe Publishing InDesign software. That's awesome. What are your thoughts on that software instead of Vellum? I have no thoughts on that, Jane, because I have no idea. I use Vellum. I don't
Yeah.
know if Publishing InDesign software is going to give me a VIP, what's the word I'm looking for? Is going to give me an EPUB file that I need for digital publishing. So I would use
Yeah.
Vellum versus software, InDesign software. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it. Especially they have like a cool bundle where you get like their publisher, you get like a Photoshop like app and a few other apps for like a really good price. But I've also never used the InDesign actual publisher. I've seen it before, but I actually haven't used it. But I would say that Vellum and Atticus are the most they're the most friendly. They're the most friendly tools to kind of use for this process, but
Yeah, but I think I would use Vellum or Atticus and be done. I'm not a graphic designer and I need that EPUB file. So, you know, I guess if you can do it in there, great. I don't have any experience in that.
yeah, we should be able to, but
Yeah, I don't know.
yeah, at the end of the day, try different software, see what works. But I would say Vellum is leading. I like it more than Atticus too.
Yeah, I haven't even used Atticus because I just went straight to Vellum.
Yeah, I played around with it in a friend's computer. I didn't like it,
Yeah,
but
I can only retain so much knowledge in here, right?
yeah.
Can't keep pumping in other stuff to just try to figure
Yeah.
it out, right?
All you need is one. Learn it and stick with
You're
it
done.
and keep moving.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
Exactly. All right. Well, if there aren't any more questions, then we are going to jump out of here. And enjoy the rest of our day. Hope. Oh wait, there's one more, of course. Vellum is on Mac, Atticus is PC. There you go. Hope that helps, Lisa. Right, everybody, have
All right.
a Sunday. I'm gonna go catch a minute of the Chiefs game. They're having the season of luck. That's what I will call it, because every game they win by some stroke of luck, whatever
Yeah.
it may be.
That's
All
good.
right. Everybody
All
have
right, everybody.
a good day. Catch you
See
later,
ya.
guys. Bye.